अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापतन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्ये गौरदत्ते नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरमितो मन्दे कृतेन्द्रीवरं जाग्रोचि सम्विदतं पट्टं नरस्यति वृन्दानन्दनिवासिनं हृदि न सद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेदितो जलभुजं ध्यायेन्दं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि नदी मामि
आज हमारी परिक्रमा श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी और गिरिराज जी की कृपा से संपन्न हुई। कल हमारा नियम जो एक महीने के लिए कार्तिक मास के लिए नियम सेवा उज्ज व्रत समाप्त होगा। परसों और तरसों विग्रह प्रतिष्ठा होगी। आज हम लोगों का सौभाग्य है, वी आर फॉर्चुनेट दैट श्रीपाद भक्ति स्वरूप दामोदर महाराज जी हियर। He is preaching also in whole world, in educated mass, here and there. So, I am requesting him to give some instructions for devotees that they can develop in Krishna consciousness. So,
हरे कृष्ण जय नम जय 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 ज घर भी मिला
Krishna Swayam Samabha Paramatmanyo Govinda Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Mahārāṣṭra Prabhupāda ki, Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Jai Śrīla Gaurava ki, Jai Gaurava Prabhupāda ki, I'm very happy here this evening to be in another house. I did have this plan. Somehow I made it here. So it's hard to say before Maharaj. I don't know what to say, but by the blessing from Maharaj, my name is Vitali. So I just came from Rome. There was a conference that I organized on the Life Comes From Life conference on self-taught life in Islamism. So this conference, Prabhupada told me that this is time that his main discussion to me is that I should present Life Comes From Life. But this guy was into my life and soul. From the moment I met Prabhupada in 1970, up to the head that Prabhupada left this planet, time in Vrindavan. So his prime instruction is on this one, Life Comes From Life. They taught me that there's just one scientist in my lifetime. About the little bit of consciousness, that would be the profession of my life. So that kind of very dry, it's a dead point to my brain. I'm happy to see the scientists, mostly scientists. And the scientists are not very easy to talk to. So I'm just talking to Maharaj, can speak to the scientists. So that came to Ireland to prepare for the Prabhupada. It's one later, say, specifically, event specifically. And at all, I choose wrong. Because oftentimes I go wrong and it is now in the rest. And in the sense that, in the wrong, you go in the presence of the Vatican. The Vatican is very prominent in the Roman Catholic. There are about 1.5 and this is a billion people, officials, who work today. And 1.4 is the Islam. And the Hindus, including Vaishnava Spreader, about 900 million in the Jewish population. And therefore, Christianity plays a very important role in this world. And in Christianity, Rome is headquarters. It's a Roman Catholic. And in my 20 years my work in this field, I developed a lot of friendship with the Roman Catholic and the American, like the Cardinals. Just a couple of years ago, I've been at home, and so I have something to talk to this day. So I'm the African Society. So it was surprised that this year, this program was organized almost like 5 years ago, to prepare this conference. So, maybe to this time to discuss about the progress of life comes from life, meaning that the individual life, the jivatma, is actually. He's coming from Sri Lanka. So that means, in this conference, we have to discuss the scientific truth about the existence of God. around the time focus of this conference. And for the first time, I had less conference this time on synthesis of science and television. But there was a kind of dramatic way of getting the scientists interested about the concept of God. About this time, and somehow I came to now the time has come that we can openly discuss scientists about God. So about 30 years ago, if the scientists discuss about God, or if we discuss along the scientists about God, then people will be thinking about this fellow God something wrong. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. So that type of idea was there. But you see, after the 9/11, after the tragedy in New York, what really happened is that every scientist is interested about what is the religion and what is God. So you can see the bookstores around the world, not many bookstores, that you can see there are books about the science of God, about the science and the religion, about the science and the spirituality, about all these are produced by every world of scientists of the world. So, therefore, when I organized this conference in Europe, I got some reaction from the veteran. So the reaction was, you see, that is a talk of the university called Anglican. Anglican University is the premier university under the Pope in the Vatican in Rome, the Harvard Rome. So I ended the program in Anglican Partners Conference. It was recently on November 11th. Today is November 24. Sorry. See, I read this not working properly. So that's recently, and there was this hall is 1,200 people sitting in a very large hall. But therefore, actually presented from this university, of Anglican University. So I had a friend. This is Reguardi, a philosopher, Italian. So he, I became friends with him, so I invited him to send email to all the priests, all the cardinals and priests of the area for 2,000 people. And invited him for this, to attend this, this hall. This is a free lecture, it's called public lecture, 1,200 people. And so I invited 2,000 people. Of this, of the members of this ethnic community. And so it's striking that a lot of the Christians are very penetrant, very strong Christian as a person. So he came back as why is this particular institute? And he found out that this particular institute is connected with this part, the Hare Krishna movement. So then he started asking questions. Why is Hare Krishna part of the Vatican? Why is it included in the Vatican community? So then he set out letters saying, nobody should attend this conference, this congress, because we don't like this Hare Krishna people. So this message came to me from this friend, and so this friend was trying to talk to this person who sent this email. So why are we doing this? Why are we supporting these people? But this fellow, he answered a very nice question. Generally, you see, the truth can come from any direction or any source. So therefore, so they are discussing about the truth, but they want the objection. What is their objection? So I think that also came very good signal to the community. And so it was, everyone received that now, and there are about 15 speakers came from the Vatican, obviously, from the Vatican University, there are 3 many universities in Rome, and so out of that, there are 37 speakers from around the world, and around there are 15 speakers are from the Vatican University. That is right. So in this way, the conference was very well attended at the hospital. It's not just a hall. This hall is called Protomonica Hall in Harvard Hall. It's a very historic building, a 2,000-year-old building. It's regarded as a very sacred place, the conference itself, and it was an arrangement of the mayor. So the mayor gave me free of charge. And there was very important message from the president of Italy, supporting this conference has titled Sanskrit as a spiritual exploration for the study of mind in the setup of science and spirituality. That program. I invite my presence of an author and Maharaj and his program the conference so the mayor was pretty happy that the annual conference is an episode that such type of conference never happened in this public hall. So it is always used as the Professor Foundation of International Peace Summit by the Peace Memorials. Every year it's held at this year also. They have the program runs, their program runs 2012, and my program started from 12. So that it's today's program in Sanskrit, and so then I cover from 12, 13, 14, so the program. So the mayor sent this message saying that every year we should hold this this conference at this place, and so it would be very good to support for many years to come. So this way, the conference this is another scientific proof of thought. I think that's a better topic. How do you know that from the scientific argument, thought exists? That was the end of the topic. You see, today, among the scientists, as is very often discussed, the primarily they discuss, I just like to mention just a few words about this, and then stop. And there are conceptions, mostly from physics, called the universe is fine-tuned. This one aspect. Fine-tuned means that the physical constants, for example, the gravitational constants, like gravitation, or if you can discover this gravitational constant. So that constant is a, you cannot say even a small section of this number. So this, therefore, if you change this number, then this universe will look like this. And the blue light now we know life forms. Now we know different beings. So therefore, such conception they call fine tune. The fine tune is a, in other words, there must be a supremely intelligent personality that will make this conception. So, for example, they also have good. For example, water molecules. I used to know. So, two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. So, this should be a bit mundane for most of you, but I'll just give you an example. The angle between hydrogen, oxygen, and hydrogen, this angle is exactly 104.5 degrees. So, because of this, you see, this is the structure of this water molecule. You see, when the water becomes ice, so the ice floats on water. Generally, when solid is heavier than the liquid. But in the case of a water molecule, the solid is lighter than liquid. So this is called some kind of fine-tuning, that it is an intelligent designer, so that just be checked. Unless ice floats on water, then light cannot exist in the moment distance. And similarly, there are many other arguments about the existence of God. So these are many of this is a very interesting topic now in the religion. Because we can bring God, and then we can discuss more about the inner conceptions about God. So therefore, we have many interesting scholars that come from Canada, as the professor called Robert Mann. He's a British farmer at the University of Waterloo. He was a strong defender of the existence of God. So there are many scientists that come forward to show that God exists. It's a very interesting development. That's very recently. This happens at this time of the last 5 years. And so this is so how much I was thinking that whatever Prabhupada wanted to see, it now beginning to happen.
Last
Thank you for inspiring all devotees and remembering past days of Swami and Nimai. I think always, and I also tell my devotees that we are in one family, in family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda family, and we should always be together and preach the whole mission in whole world. If we are united again, I see that we can preach in whole world. As inspiration, it was in the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. They are very qualified, especially Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj is very qualified. He has no, what, that we are Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti or what, and they are
not sectarian.
From beginning, I saw him like this. And he always wanted that we should preach together for the same purpose of Srila Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Prabhu. Anyhow, I am praising his presentation that he inspired me. Gaur Premanand. Now we will begin our class. Ab hum log apna class aarambh karenge.
Parikrama ka udeshya kisi prakar se Rup Goswami ke aanand rakhte hain. Aisa hi bhajan sadhan shuddhi ka vishesh karke Radha Dasya प्राप्त नारद जी ने कृष्ण से ये वरदान दिया, जो कोई भी आपकी लीला स्थलियों में जाएगा उसको धूलि को स्पर्श करेगा, उसकी मनोवांछा पूर्ण होगी, वो कृष्ण भक्ति विशेष करके प्रेम भक्ति का. जो कोई परस्पर उत्तम महर्षि तत्व भागवतों के मुख से कृष्ण की लीला कथाओं को, ब्रज गोपियों की लीला कथाओं को श्रवण करेगा, उनके अनुगत्य में वैसा ही भजन उनका सिद्ध होगा। इसलिए हमारी परिक्रमा का उद्देश्य यही है कि सभी लोग कृष्ण की लीला कन्या जहाँ ब्रज में हुई, जहां पर साधारणों को जाना असंभव है, वहां पर जाए, राधा कृष्ण की चरण की भूमि में लौटे और तब राधा कृष्ण की वैसी कृपा हमारे ऊपर में हो जो कि वैसे ही हमारा भजन साधु हो। इसलिए बहुत देशों विदेशों से सबको बुलाया, परम पूज्य बात श्री भक्ति श्री वेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी इसी उद्देश्य को लेकर के पाश्चात्य देश में गए। रूप की शिक्षा क्या है? महापुरुष इसलिए जगत में आए और संकीर्तन के माध्यम से उसका प्रचार किया, इसलिए मैं भी यही चाहता था, स्वामी जी भी यही चाहते थे, किंतु उस समय जंगल काटने में समय चला गया। अपने प्रौढ़ विचार को, उन्नत उज्ज्वल भाव को देख नहीं सके, इसलिए फाउंडेशन तो दिया और आगे के लिए क्षेत्र उत्पन्न किया कि इसके ऊपर में और कोई दूसरा आकर के व्यक्ति उस चीज को देगा। इसलिए स्वामी जी के हम बहुत जरूरी है, हमारे लिए शिक्षा गुरु है, किंतु ये बोलना कि हमारे जीवन के, हमारे भजन का मूल उद्देश्य क्या है? यदि इसे हम भटक गए, राधा जी के आशित होने में भूल गए तो चुप गए, फिर करोड़ों बार मनुष्य के बाद जन्म मनुष्य का होगा कि नहीं, और फिर ऐसे ही रह जाए। इसलिए किसी स्थिति में ये भूलना नहीं है। इसलिए पूर्ण उद्यम के साथ हमारे रूप सनातन इत्यादि और नारदास को स्वामी मतलब रूप आदि इत्यादि पर जैसे साधक का जन्म की शिक्षा दी है वह साधन। इसलिए ब्रज में आए हैं और नया से नहीं, हम लोग हरि कथा सुन जहां जहां कृष्ण की अद्भुत से अद्भुत लीलाएं, कोई जावर से लिया वैसे भी एक लीला साधारण एक व्यक्ति की भांति कितनी उच्च शिक्षा प्रमुख वहां की लीला है। जावर में कृष्ण राधा जी से मान मान को मांगने के लिए भिक्षुक बटुपन करते हैं। राधा जी ने मान कर दिया, बहुत दो एक दिन नहीं मिली, ब्राह्मण बटुक का भी धारण कर दिया, छत ही ले लिया, खाना पहन लिए, बगल से पुस्तक ले ली और भिक्षा मांगने के लिए गए। उस समय जटिला कंधे तपतपा रही थी, कंधे दे रही थी, उस समय मैंने स्नान नहीं किया था, इसलिए घर में कहीं बोली भिक्षु कहीं लौट ना जाए, गाय मर जाएंगी, घर में विपत्ति आएगी, गोधन नष्ट हो जाएगा, जल्दी से निकल करके भिक्षु को दो। ललिता की शाखा से भी बहुत प्रार्थना थी और प्रार्थना करने के बाद में किसी प्रकार से राधा जी मान गई और सहेलियों के साथ में मुहूर्त निकालकर दरवाजे पर आई सोने के थाल में चावल आटा और सब चीजें उस नरक करके ले आई। जब दरवाजे पर पहुंची तो कृष्ण ने कहा मैं इस वस्तुओं के लिए भिक्षा के लिए नहीं आया, मैं तो भोजन आपके सामने में प्रसाद देता हूँ, अपनी मान रत्न हमारी भोजन भर में और पूछते ही रात का ही घूंघट उठाया कुछ मुस्कुराया और मुस्कुरा करके कृष्ण के ऊपर ही चावल दाल आटा और सब उनके ऊपर में एक हंसी से मान रूप रत्न को पाकर कृष्ण निहाल हो गए। कौन कृष्ण योगता दस्तर स्तर ब्रह्मांड के अधिनायकों के भी नायक है आज गोविंद तमाम विभूषण तमाम आज प्रेम के लिए भिक्षा मांगते हैं। ये सब गुरु वृंदावन की अपरमेश लीला की ये चीजें हैं, इन्हीं चीजों को जगत में दान करने के लिए भजन चाहिए। विश्व ब्रह्मांड ने प्रचार तो किया, कृष्ण नाम प्रचार किया बहुत ठीक है, किंतु उद्देश्य क्या है इसे फट को मत, इसको अच्छी तरह से समझो। राधादास के अतिरिक्त आप लोग भजन रस में देख रहे हैं, प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती को देख रहे हैं, रूप रघुनाथ का विचार इसमें हम सवेरे शाम पाठ कर रहे हैं देख रहे हैं, पर सर्वत्र ही बस राधादास के अतिरिक्त कुछ है। ये हमारा गौड़ीय संप्रदाय का विचार है, रूप गोस्वामी का, इसलिए हमारे समस्त प्रचार के अंतर्गत में यही मूल भाव ये करने की।
So today we are going to Javad, and then Radha and Krishna performed very beautiful pastimes, astonishing pastimes. And in these pastimes, there's a very high class of teaching, instructions for everyone. For example, we know that once Srimati Radhika was in Man, she became upset with Krishna and refused to meet with him. So she was staying in her mother-in-law's home in Yavat. Some days were passing, and Krishna became very desperate to meet with her, but it was not possible. So, in his desperation, he disguised himself as a Brahmin boy, as a brahmachari, wearing wooden shoes, taking the chastra underneath his arm, and he came begging in that area. Then, at that time, Jatila Devi, she had not bathed yet. She had not been in a pure condition. She could not give alms. So she told Srimati Radhika, oh, you should give alms. Why? Because if a saintly person comes towards a house and leaves empty-handed, then great calamity will come. Many problems will come. Our cows may become sick and die. There will be many problems. So, she ordered Radhika that she should go and give something. So then Radhika, she took a golden plate. And on this golden plate were some contributions, donations, such as flour and other ingredients. And Radhika, covering herself face with a veil, she went to her sakis and came to the door of the house where that brahmachari beggar was waiting. So when she arrived there, Krishna said, I have not come to beg for these things, but rather, I've come to beg one jewel. That is, I want you to place in my begging bag the jewel of your something good. You should give up the jewel of your something good. So when she heard these words and recognized who this beggar was, she smiled very slightly. What means that? Along his broker. And smiling very slightly, she took that place full of flour, dal, and other ingredients, and turned it upside down and put it on the head of Krishna, and quickly went inside the house. So who was that person who was suffering, who was being burned by the soaking mood of Srimati Radhika? Who was that? Iswara Parama Krishna Satyananda Indra Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakalankaranam, the supreme controller of the entire universe, the eternal supreme personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. How he becomes controlled by the brain of Srimati Radhika. So this is the nature of the Apakat Lila, the transcendental pastimes which are going on eternally in Goloka Vrindavan. So Sri Krishna, he descended to this world and displayed those pastimes. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave the teaching how to perform bhajan. For what reason? So that we can realize and enter into these pastimes and render service to Radha Krishna there. This Radha Dasyam, the service of the lotus feet of Radhika, is the aim object of our life. And these things have been explained explicitly by our acharyas such as Srila Rupa Goswami Pai, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pai, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, and others. And therefore, the attainment of service in these transcendental pastimes, this is the root cause of all the preaching of all the acharyas, and also should be the root cause of all our preaching also.
सारे जगत के लोग महाभारत या गीता के कृष्ण को समझते हैं और उन्हीं की प्रशंसा करते हैं, उनका आदर्श ग्रहण करने की चेष्टा करते हैं। किंतु श्रीमद् भागवत के जो कृष्ण हैं, ब्रज के जो कृष्ण हैं, उन पर वो विश्वास ही नहीं कर पाते। ये उनका दुर्भाग्य है। किंतु चैतन्य महाप्रभु के अनुगामी रूपानुग वैष्णवगण भागवती कृष्ण का महत्व अधिक देते हैं। वो प्रारंभिक शिक्षा है गीतावत, प्रारंभिक फाउंडेशन, और ये है पोस्ट ग्रेजुएट की शिक्षा श्रीमद् भागवत, और उसमें ये पोस्ट ग्रेजुएट से भी ऊपर ये कथा है। पीएचडी की डीलीट कहो या क्या कहो, ये सब है प्रसंग राधा कृष्ण का। इसमें विश्वास करना हमारे देश के ही लोग, आर्य समाज और ब्रह्म समाज और जितने जितने हैं, यहाँ तक कि हमारे सांप्रदायिक वल्लभाचार्य इत्यादि भी नहीं कर पाते हैं, तो और लोगों की तो बात है। ये बहुत कॉन्फिडेंशियल है, बहुत ही रहस्यजनक। एक परब्रह्मा एक सेकंड के अंतर्गत में विश्व ब्रह्मांड की सारी सृष्टि को लय करके ध्वंस कर करोड़ों करोड़ों नई सृष्टि को बनाने वाले लोगों का भी जो प्रभु है, और वो भीख मांगने के लिए आ रहा है, प्रेम की भिक्षा के लिए। जगत के लोग विश्वास नहीं करेंगे, नहीं करते हैं। ये तो बहुत कम लोगों के लिए जिनका पूर्व जन्म की सुकृति है, इन लीलाओं में विश्वास करेंगे और ऐसा भजन कर सकते हैं। जसोदा मैया आज घर में एक बॉक्स मंगवाई है और उसमें जवाहरात जड़े हुए स्वर्ण जटित अलंकार, वस्त्र और सब चीज उस पिटारी में भर रही। पिटारी माने बॉक्स, किंतु हम लोग संस्कृत भाषा में पिटारी कहते हैं, पिटारी में भर रही है। कृष्ण पीछे से गए, मैया कहा, मैया ये क्या करें, मेरा जन्म दिवस है, क्या करेगी, हमें सजाएगी, अभी मुझे समय नहीं है, जाओ खेलो। कृष्ण वहां से चले आए, समझ गए कुछ बात है। जसोदा मैया ने पूरा पिटारी भर दिया अलंकारों से भरकर, किस लिए? राधिका जी को जाट भेजने के लिए, और कहा जे स्वयं वो आएगा अभिमन्यु और ले जाएगा, नहीं तो ये आभूषण बहुत कीमती हैं। उसको प्रसन्न करने के लिए जटिला को जो रोज भेजा करे हमारे यहाँ रसोई बनाने के, इसके लिए वो भेज रही है। जब वो तैयार हो गया और अभिमन्यु को बुलावा भेजा जे आकर के ले जाओ, तो कृष्ण सुबल के साथ में आए और कहा जी संदूक को तोड़ो, ताला तोड़ दिया और कृष्ण उसमें स्वयं वो सब को निकाल करके फेंक दिया और फेंक करके उसमें खुद बैठ गए और बैठ करके चित ताला लगवा दिया। अभिमन्यु आया और अपने आप सिर पर रख कर ले गया और लेकर के जटिला मैया के यहाँ ले गया। मैया कहा नहीं, हमें क्या जरूरत है, बहू के पास में पहुंचा दो। वो अपनी सहेलियां ललिता विशाखा चित्रा इत्यादि के साथ में घर अंदर महल में बैठी थी, उनके पास में भेजवा दिया। ये अलंकार यशोदा जी ने और बहुमूल्य हीरा जवाहरात स्वर्ण के भेजे हैं, तुम निकाल करके व्यवहार। तो उन्होंने खोला तो देखा क्या, नटखट कृष्ण उसमें बैठा। ये ब्रह्मा गोलोक से उतरकर ऐसी लीला करता है, इसलिए ब्रजवासियों को रिझाने के लिए करता है। जिसको सुन करके हम लोगों को भी इस रस में आने की उद्दीपना होगी। इस सब के लिए विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी ने अपने हृदय रूपी गुहा से पिटारी से निकाल करके इन चीजों को प्रस्तुत किया है हम लोगों को। ऐसे ही ऐसे कितने प्रसंग है, एक दो नहीं हजारों हैं, जिसमें कि हम लोगों ने दो चार वर्णन किया है क्विकली। आई थिंक यू आर नॉट वेस्टिंग योर टाइम। प्रभुपाद वाज हियर, ओ ही वुड हैव बीन वेरी वेरी हैप्पी।
Millions and millions of universes in a second, and destroy them, and again recreate them. Who can make impossible impossible and impossible impossible? He's so powerful. But what does he do? He goes to Srimati Radhika to beg for her prayer. So the general people, and even those other sampradayas, they don't believe in this. Today we're from Jalas. Another example of pastime there. Once in Nandika, Mati showed up. She took a large chest, a box. And inside this box, she placed some jewels, cloths, some ornaments, and valuable things. So as she was tapping on the box, Krishna came from behind. Oh, Mother, Mother, is it my birthday today? Are these things for me? Mother Krishna was like, go outside to play. So, this box is for whom? For Srimati Radhika. Why? If Mati Shodha will send some valuable things to Radhika, then Jitra will become pacified and very easily. She will allow Radhika to come every day to Radhika. So, Mati Shodha, she packed the box and locked it, and she sent a message that Abhimanyu should come and take this box to deliver this box to Yadav. So before Abhimanyu could come there, then Krishna, along with his friends, Subal and others, they came and they broke open the lock, and then Krishna took out all the valuable things from inside and threw them somewhere. And then he himself got inside the box, and his friends shut it and applied the lock again. So after some time, then Abhimanyu arrived there. And lifting up that box himself and keeping it on his own head, he carried it all the way from Nandagram to Jalas. So when he arrived there, Radhika was in the company of the Sakis, and he came and made this presentation to them, and they went away. So they were very intrigued to see what was inside the box. When they opened the box, what did they find there? One of that person was inside. Who is that person? He's Parabrahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth. The Supreme Personality Godhead, the Supreme Absolute Truth. He came to this world for what? Or for this? To hide inside a box and be a present for the beloved Radhika. So, our Acharya Sri Vishnu Tantra and others, they described many pastimes like this. For what? To inspire the Vrajaras, the mellows of transcendental love of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, in the hearts of all the living entities of this world. So there are not one or two pastimes like this, thousands and unlimited pastimes like this. So when we come to Vrajamandal, Vrindavan, it's essential to hear all these things from the lips of a realized Vaishnava, so that the inspiration will come in our bhajan to attain the goal of life, which is the loving service of the Lord Sri Krishna.
एक समय हेतु का हेतु किसी प्रकार से राधिका जी ने मांग कर लिया, कृष्ण से मिली नहीं। कृष्ण भी बड़े विरह में आतुर हो गए। तब सुबल सखा जी ने कुछ उपाय सोचा। सुबल सखा जी देखने में राधिका के समान सुंदरी और उम्र में भी थे। यदि स्त्री वेश सुबल धारण कर लेते तो कोई नहीं कह सकता था ये सुबल है। एक राधा जी कृष्ण की अवस्था देख, सोचनी अवस्था देख करके वो गए। जावट में जटला ने देखा जी ये आया, ये उस काले का ये मित्र है, कुछ न कुछ गड़बड़ करने के लिए आया। निकल जाओ यहां से, किस लिए आया? अरे मैया मेरा बछड़ा खो गया। तो बछड़ा क्या यहाँ है? हो सकता है कि मिल करके आ गया हो, तो जाओ जाओ ढूंढ लो। वो गया और सीधे रनिवास में राधा जी के सहेलियों के पास में पहुंचा और राधा जी से कहा राधा जी तुम्हारे कृष्ण तुम्हारे वीरा में अत्यंत व्याकुल हो रहे हैं, उनको मैं मूर्छित छोड़ करके आया, आप नहीं मिलेंगे तो हो सकता है कि उनकी मृत्यु हो जाए। सुन करके वो अधीर हो गई, मान छूट गया कृष्ण की ऐसी दशा सुन करके, तो मैं जाऊं कैसे। तो एक बात करो, तुम्हारा हमारा रूप तो एक ही समान है, अब तुमको सुबल सखा बना देते हैं अपने बदले में, वो पगड़ी बांध कर और पुरुषों का वेश धारण कर लिया और अपने बस्तक्षल को छिपाने के लिए एक बछड़े को गोदी में ले लिया और सुबल यहां पर रह गया और राधा जी को भेज दिया। जब वो जाने लगे तो उसने समझा जी जटिला ने जैसे ये सुबल है, बछड़ा मिल गया, अरे हाँ मैया मिल गया, उन्हीं के स्वर में कहा और देखो यही बछड़ा है, और लेकर के चली गई राधिका। जब वहां पर गई तो कृष्ण उनको पहचान नहीं सके, क्या हुआ तो वो नहीं आई,
नहीं आ सकी जटिला,
वो राधा जी को नहीं पसंद, उन्हें बहुत कड़ा पहरा है, वो नहीं आ सकी। ये सुन करके बहुत अफसोस और करने लगे, अंतिम यही एक उपाय था जिसे वो नहीं माने, अब तो हमारे प्राण ना जाने। इतने में बछड़े को हटा दिया और कपड़े हटा दिया, देखा ये तो राधा जी है, फिर दोनों का इस प्रकार से मिलन हुआ। ये सब दो लोग वृंदावन की लीलाएं हैं, आप लोग बहुत सौभाग्यवान है इन लीलाओं का श्रवण कर रहे हैं और साथ साथ में भजन कर रहे हैं, तुलसी परिक्रमा हो रही है, मंदिर परिक्रमा हो रही है, भक्ति के 64 अंग में जो प्रधान प्रधान है वो सभी आप लोग इस परिक्रमा के माध्यम से कर रहे हैं। और कल हम लोग अपना व्रत समापन करेंगे और फिर से पहले जैसा हम लोग ही करेंगे, और परसों हम लोगों का विग्रह प्रतिष्ठा है।
So, then, coming to the project 3 hours, there, Radhika is in a sulky mood, with the pose or without the pose, for some reason or without any reason.
Doctor T wants to do magic.
Sometimes, Radhika has a very contrary mood and refuses to meet the Krishna. So, on this occasion, she refused to meet the Krishna, and some days were passing, and Krishna was feeling very intense separation, such distress. Seeing his distress, his very close friend Subhava, he began to think to himself, how can I help my friend Krishna? So Subhava, he's very attractive. And if you dress himself as Srimati Radhika, then it's very difficult for anyone to tell the difference between him and Radhika, or vice versa. So Subhava,
निकला
सुबह मेरे प्लान टू जावर्स एस यू अप्रोचिंग जावर्स देन जूसन अ सोनी कमिंग एंड सो ओ इट्स अ फ्रेंड ऑफ दैट ब्लैक पर्सन हु प्रोबब्ली कम हियर टू मेक सम ट्रबल यू शुड गो अवे फ्रॉम हियर व्हाई डिड यू कम हियर सुबह सेड आई लॉस्ट माय कैब आई थिंक इट इज गॉन इनसाइड योर ट्रंक. So they said, okay, you go inside, you get to cab, and then leave. So then, Subhav, he went inside, and secretly, he made his way to the room of Srimati Radhika. When he came there, he began to petition Radhika on behalf of Krishna. Oh, Krishna, he's suffering so much in separation from you. Sometimes he faints and becomes unconscious. Oh, if he will not meet with you just now, then he may leave. So hearing these things, Radhika's heart melted. But she said, I am being guarded here, being watched over by my mother-in-law. How is it possible for me to go and meet with Krishna? So Subha suggested, oh, we should exchange our clothes, you should dress as me, and then you can leave, and no one will know. So then, Srimati Radhika, she put on a turban and dressed up like a cowherd boy. But there was some difference between her and Subha. So she picked up one calf, baby calf, and held it and covered her chest with the calf. And then she came out from the house. As she was going, Jitula saw her. But she didn't know that it was Radhika. She called, did you find your calf? Oh yes, mother, I have my calf right here. I'm going now. And then Radhika came, died of Subha, who's running away. So in this way, Radhika went to that place where Krishna was sitting and waiting. When Krishna looked and saw her, he couldn't recognize who was coming. He thought that Subha was coming. So Radhika, making the voice of Subha, she said, oh, it's impossible. I could not bring Radhika to the interview. Hearing his words, Krishna began to weep. And he was overwhelmed with remorse. And Radhika, very satisfied to see Krishna's deep love, then she put down the calf and removed her turban. And this way, there was a very sweet meeting between Radha and Krishna.
Thank you. Mari doctor?
Kamal Krishna.
All these pastimes, they are the leaders of Goloka Vrindavan, of the spiritual world. And therefore, we are very fortunate to hear all of these things. We're very fortunate to take part in this Prajnanda Purana. Why? Because here we engage in Samasana, Namakirtan, Bhagavatam, residing in the Dham, Parakrama of Tosi, Parakrama of the deities. All the 64 angas of devotional service, all the opportunities to engage in the 64 angas of service, devotional service, come to us when we take part in this Rajnanda Parakrama. So tomorrow the Kartik Vrata will be completed, and then the next day we'll celebrate the Pranatisha Vigrahatisha Mahotsav, the installation of the deities and the official opening of this new Giri Hari Gaudiya Mathas.